Time to talk with Coach Scott Brumbaugh, the head coach of the Pawnee City Indians. Last weekend, the Pawnee City squad traveled out to Hampton to take on the squad there. Coach, 27-24, the final score. Hampton got the better of your squad. As we talked, it's been a while since Pawnee City's lost a football game.
Yeah, you know, you don't really think about it until after the game, and on the bus ride home, you put things into perspective, and, you know, that was our first regular season loss in a little over 2 years. So, you know, you just take things for granted, I think. And I think the kids started to take some things for granted, and you know, it just kind of caught up with us. And Hampton's a good team, and we knew that coming in. And, you know, there was nothing to hang our heads about at the end of the night. We gave it all we could. And they just came out a couple points ahead of us.
Mm-hmm. You were telling me a little bit about their quarterback, a good thrower. You see a lot of throwing teams in the six-man game?
I mean, you'll see a little bit, but nothing like what we were seeing. You know, he just stood back there nice and tall, and they threw a lot of timing routes on us. And, you know, that's something you really don't see so much in six-man, because it's hard to, it's hard to, you know, pass block for that amount of, you know, to throw a ball. Usually by the time you run a couple guys off, you maybe have one blocker, and, you know, they did a good job. They had everything spread and just, you know, could run two little fast guys on route and use their other two to block with. And, you know, it worked for them. They, like I said, they did an incredible job of throwing the ball.
Well, we're early in the week here as we talk, but the kids have to bounce back now. What are they, how do they sound? How are they getting along here after that first loss in quite a while?
Yeah, and that was the thing we talked about. You know, we could let this loss, you know, define us and kind of work on the things that we need to fix, or we could just kind of pout about it and let this loss turn into a whole bunch more moving forward. So we didn't get a chance to see them last night. We were on the road with junior high and JV games, so tonight will be the first night we get to see them. So, you know, I think we'll be fine. I think the kids understand that they're going to have to come out and get after it, and hopefully we can make a statement at home Friday.
All right, Parkview Christian coming to town. They are 1-2. We're getting ready here. We're district play, getting things going here now. We're getting to the meat and potatoes of the season here. And I don't know, I'm just guessing, my opinion, is probably not a team that Pawnee City kids would rather beat than Parkview Christian.
Yeah, you know, that was kind of, we were there for JV last night, and junior high, and both teams got kind of edged out at the very end, and, you know, it's just, it's kind of that thing. It's become a nice rival between the two schools. Mm-hmm. You know, we get to see them a lot, and, you know, and especially where we got to see them a couple years ago at the final, and, yeah, it's just kind of that team that just, they always seem to kind of have our number and find a way to compete and steal things from the end. So we've got to do a good job of being prepared and making sure we come out fast and play hard, so we don't, you know, stumble and kind of drop one that we don't need to drop.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully the weather will hold up. We haven't had a lot of mud games, but with the rain earlier in the week, it sounds like there was quite a bit of it in places. Hopefully everything holds up in the ball game and that doesn't become a factor.
Yeah, you know, we got to play a wonderful mud game on Friday, so I really don't think I want to play another one for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though it really doesn't change too much with what we do, you know, we don't have backs that do a lot of cutting around, so if it is muddy, I don't think it should affect us too much moving forwards.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck to Pawnee City on Friday night.
All right, thank you.
That's our Pawnee City Coaches Show for this week.